With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're someone who loves space, this has been an exciting couple of years.
What's going on?
Well, private space travel,
oh, yeah.
Trips back to the moon and Mars are on the table,
mm-hmm.
And a mission that was run yesterday by NASA. However, you wouldn't think too many people had attempting the plot to a 90s Bruce Willis movie on their NASA
yes.
bingo boards, right?
Right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Last night, NASA's DART program went into action.
The DART.
DART stands for Double Asteroid Redirection Test Spacecraft, and it's exactly what it sounds
yes.
like. NASA intentionally crashed a satellite onto an asteroid to see if they could redirect or destroy
the rock.
So
kind of like push it.
Yes.
Off yeah. direction.
So that's why, is that why you're upset?
Yes.
You wanted to see it just explode?
I thought we were going to nuke it. Like, we were going to just nuke this space rock.
Stop. There is a treaty that says you can't let nuclear weapons go in space.
Who wrote that?
The Americans and the Russians.
Wait a minute.
There is a no nuclear space treaty.
What about Star Wars that Reagan had?
That was to keep nuclear weapons from happening.
Oh.
And I think that was signed afterwards.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure we could. But we're going to just shoot a rock.
Yeah, but don't you think blowing it up would cause other problems too? Because it would just fragment it into a bajillion more pieces you have to worry about?
Yeah, but they're small. They just burn up.
Well, this one's small, but a different...
So you're just going to kind of nudge it out of the way.
That was the plan. So this is the audio last night from them doing their launch experiment.
Looks to me like we're headed straight in.
Oh, my goodness. Eight,
yeah.
Seven, six,
sounds
five,
like a porn.
Four, three, two, one.
Oh, wow. We're getting visual confirmation.
All right.
And we have impact.
You're right over there?
That sounds like a dirty movie.
I watched this video last night. Did you watch it?
No.
You didn't watch it?
No, I saw all the simulations they were going to do. It was good, though.
Look, man, it was...
It's kind of a nah event.
Okay. No, there's not a lot anymore in this world where I'm like, wow.
Mm. Yeah.
But to take something we made and fire it at something that's moving and land it directly where it had to be was pretty damn impressive.
Bro, we landed on the freaking moon.
The moon don't move.
Yes, it does.
But I'm saying the moon is. You know where the moon's going to be.
Yes, you do. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I was expecting more fireworks.
Okay.
Not 3-2-1.
You wanted to be wowed.
Yeah, we have a nudge.
That's fine.
One small nudge. That's all it was.
As long as it did what it had to do, I'm impressed.
And by the way, I don't know if it worked.
I know it. I don't know.
It hit it. Did it nudge it?
It says that they say that it was successful.
They hit it successfully. I don't know if they
could have
pushed
just
it.
Been a test to see if they could land it on the asteroid.
Okay.
Now, look, the idea behind this test is defense of planet Earth. If one day there is a massive asteroid speeding towards our planet, threatening our existence, the idea is we could destroy it or move it off course before it destroys us, which sounds really cool, seeing as how we want Earth around as long as possible. Awesome.
Right.
But I think some questions here are fair.
All right.
For example, why now?
Well, we have the technology.
Okay, it's possible.
We're up to speed with the DART.
It's possible what you said. Mm. The technology only now exists to pull this off, so we're going to perfect it in case we really do need it and it's ready to go. Mm. And that's good policy. It's also possible that there are things happening that we don't know about.
Like...
That there are things coming.
They know that there's a rock coming at us?
Yeah, and they don't want to share that with the world because they don't want people to go into a panic. If this mission is less of a let's see we can do this and more of a hey guys, let's get this done now because of that thing we can't talk about due for Christmas. Yes, like that would be a little bit alarming.
All right.
And it's not just the asteroid thing.
What's that?
Remember last week we told you that Space Force, the newest branch of the armed forces, has their song. They released their song.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay. In that discussion, we asked why we needed a whole new branch of defense just for space. Because NASA is under the arm of the Air Force, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
it's,
great.
It's military.
Yeah. Okay. So Space Force seems a little redundant.
It's the outer space army.
Okay. Unless there's something we need Space Force for, a force in space to be forceful against something.
Well,
that
hold on,
know
hold
about.
On. You're under the belief that there are other planets populated with life.
I'm saying that it would be almost impossible for it not to be.
And I don't believe that at all. I think there's nothing out there.
Yeah, because you're dumb. But
so you should be all for this because if we get invaded by a foreign planet.
No.
I mean, that's why you would have a space force, not just for the rocks, is if aliens come here and try to screw with us, you would be all for this because you believe that there are space aliens.
Sure. What I'm saying is why all of a sudden... Mm. Is all of this happening?
Popping up.
Why out of nowhere?
You would think the technology's been around long enough.
Space Force,
one of them telescopes saw another planet with like a city on it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, well, not that. But I like the fact that all of this just kind of came out of nowhere real fast. Billionaires building rockets to get off the planet.
Yeah, they're leaving.
Right? Space Force pops up just one day. We're like, hey, we got Space Force now. And then this thing yesterday. A lot of things happening in succession that, you know, just kind of happened.
All right. Maybe they're seeing some stuff out there.
You're not thinking that way?
No, I don't think any of this stuff matters. I think it's all stupid.
What happened last night matters.
No, it doesn't matter.
You think it's stupid, but you love space.
I do.
Very confused.
But this is like wasted time in space.
But I feel like they have to do the small things to get to the big things.
Yes. Great point. So let's say there's a big-ass meteor that could really... take Earth out.
Yeah.
Like, they only worked on this, like, little rock.
Sure.
The thing is, like, the size of a fridge.
Sure, yeah.
Let's say
the size of a fridge.
Big-ass rocks come down. It's going to F the Ice Age. We ain't got nothing to stop that.
Well, no, but that's what this is, right? You're taking...
Ain't going to happen, bro. You're not going to nudge big-ass rock.
You don't know. You don't even know how this worked last night.
Out of the sky.
Explain to me how this worked last night. Go.
All right. So they shoot this thing at it.
Uh-huh.
And the force of it hitting this rock is going to push it off its trajectory.
No. Not how that works.
And do your face.
Okay.
All right. How does it work?
No. Apparently, they have to bore a hole. Not only would it be the force of the thing
impact.
Landing, they would bore a hole to redirect where...
Bore a hole.
So literally the plot of...
You have to blow it up.
Yeah, Deep Impact or Armageddon? Which one?
Both of them, they blew everything up.
No,
yeah, Armageddon. I thought they had to like drill into it in Armageddon.
By the way, I don't even know if I'm describing it the right way. Somebody really smart was explaining it, and I was like, oh, they're not just hitting it to move it. They got to do other stuff when they get it on there. It's science. I don't know.
No, you need like some of your top people. You need like Bill Swift from like Flex Seal on this project. He's one of our top scientists.
How would that help?
He built a goddamn rowboat out of tape.
No.
You don't think that guy could take care of a meteor?
The rowboat was built out of tape. He used the tape that someone else invented to tape the boat back
together. He invented
that.
He owns
that. He does not own
Dr. Phil Swift. For Flex Seal.
226,000. We're talking about the DART program last night. They sent a tiny little satellite up and hit a moving asteroid.
Kick some ass.
They were very excited about it. It was really cool to see. The idea behind it, again, if there's a massive asteroid speeding towards Earth, threatening our existence, we could move the thing off course before it destroys us. The question is, why is this happening now? And why is Space Force here all of a sudden?
Because they're coming for
it. And why are the billionaires trying to get off the planet with their private rockets? Just all in the last, like, 2-3 years, all of a sudden.
But this is what all you people want that want to believe.
No, I don't want.
You kind of do.
No, I don't want to get invaded by aliens or have the Earth.
But
get hit.
You think that they exist out there.
Okay, but see, you do this stupid thing because you don't have the ability to reason.
Reason what? I look out in space. I don't see nothing.
Okay. Let me put it.
The easy way to go about this is to just simply say it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't because they ain't
the
seen
easy
it.
Road.
All right, let me put it simply. The idea that we're the only things in the universe. Is statistically almost impossible.
So where is it?
Okay. You understand how big the universe is, right? It's like the size of your forehead. There are still places that we have not seen.
Go ahead, wise guy.
So, no, I don't think we're going to be...
How about that alien comes down and kicks you in your mouth?
Okay, by the way, if an alien's coming down, who are they coming after?
Kicking them face.
Who are they coming after? They're probably going to try and breed with you. Looks like one of them from your planet. You bend over, take a little alien, huh? How about that? Alien badge in space. Kimmy?
Yeah.
Let's say there was an asteroid coming and that's why they were doing this. Would you want to know?
Nope.
You don't want to know?
Nope. I don't want to know.
What are you going to do? What can't you do?
I think I'd just rather live in bliss and just keep going about my life. And then when it hits, it hits.
Okay. So,
listen, Kimmy.
So, Tommy, we got a week's notice. Mm-hmm. All right. The asteroid's going to kill all of us, destroy the Earth. Would you want to know?
Yeah, I think I would.
Why?
Just to see how it all plays out.
Oh, so you want to watch how people react to the asteroid?
Yeah, I think it'll be one of those teachable lessons that you won't need because you'll be dead.
You're going to be dead. What are you teaching?
But I'm old.
Okay.
I've seen stuff.
Yeah.
Like you have a tenth of your life left. I mean, I've lived a full, boring life. Right? I mean, when you get old, you don't care. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, like I don't.
Like, if I'm at a nursing home and they go, hey, the Earth's ending, I'm done.
Well, no, you're gonna miss Custard Tuesday.
No, but I'm checking out anyway, right? Like, I'm already in the lobby of death. I'm packing my bags. The car's running out front. I'm checking out.
Kimmy, if we had a week's notice that life was coming to an end because of an asteroid, don't you think we all deserve a chance to live our life that way?
No, because you're not going to be able to live your life
the way
you want because you're going to be worried about this asteroid hitting the entire time. Like, how could you enjoy anything after knowing that it's coming?
To her point, the entire world, if they knew this, would look like what Tampa's going to look like on Thursday.
You think so?
Total panic and chaos.
Right. Like,
because everybody's going to freak out and there's nothing you could do about it, which is powerless and scared is about probably the worst thing that could happen to a human being.
But there's two ways you can look at this. Now, that's very possible.
We're all Tampa.
And I don't disagree with what you're saying. It's also possible that if it's coming to an end, it's over. Mm. That instead of everyone going insane and doing what they want to, you're going to go and spend time with the people you care about the most, as much time as possible.
So I'm going to love you.
Well,
take time.
It can go either way.
People are going to flip. We flip out, man, when we run out of avocados in this country.
But that's to survive. If there is no chance of survival.
Yeah, but there's always those survival dicks.
Sure.
I got 1,700 pounds of macaroni salad in my face, but I'm going to be fine.
I'm not saying there won't be those people. Mm. I'm thinking the majority of mankind. Does everybody freak out and just do whatever they want, knowing they're going to die? Mm. Or does everybody go find their mother, father, husband, wife, children, second cousin, dog, whomever, and spend the week with them?
I think it's debauchery.
Okay.
Because what's the sense of listening to anybody or following any rules? Like, it's done.
Well, the belief in heaven or hell, would be it. Now we're getting deep, but...
Okay.
Well, too late for that, too.
Well, no, because... I would want to know only because if I go to work for a week knowing I'm going to die, I would be so pissed.
Yeah, but...
At least let me sleep in the last week of my life, right?
Would you be able to sleep?
Yeah, I'm going to die. I mean, there's nothing I can do.
I don't know.
It'd be hard to sleep, though, with that big glowing rock coming right at your house.
And if you have kids, you also have a decision to make, too. If you know, do you tell them?
They'd probably find out pretty quick, right? Okay,
you start with Santa Claus and you work your way back.
Phone number is 222-6000, talking about the DART program in NASA last night, trying to knock asteroids that could destroy all of us off their trajectory.
Mm-hmm.
We're not science people.
No.
But Dan seems like he might be. He's
Dan,
on CMF.
The scientist.
Scientist Dan's on CMF. Hey, buddy, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Good. What's up?
So there is something that you guys were both arguing different sides about if there's life out there or not. Mm-hmm. It's actually been a discussion called the Fermi Paradox. So there actually is like a whole bunch of discussion on it. Two, I don't really think there's anything in asteroid coming at us because if Trump knew about it, he wouldn't have shut his mouth about it. And he has like this whole thing going on where he has all these top secret documents.
No, but he also established Space Force, Dan. He's the guy who was like, Space Force is a thing now.
Well, I think he also has a big ego and just loves to have an entire military wing named after him.
Okay, so what you're saying is we're not all going to die in an asteroid smash soon.
I think if Trump knew that, he definitely
would.
Okay,
but I don't think, Dan. You're the one who calls up saying you know stuff.
But you also think that there are aliens out there, right?
It's a possibility. I mean, you said no, and the other guy said yes, but that's a whole discussion about it. Here's the other thing about the billionaires doing this. There are actually asteroids out there that are just literally made of like gold and platinum and other rare things that are worth trillions of dollars. So what they might be doing is they can nudge it close to Earth, they might be able to actually mine it.
Quickly.
It
only goes a billion miles an hour.
All right, but let me ask
you. Or they can make a mistake and actually land it to Earth and then destroy us all.
Awesome. All right, well, let me ask you this smart question, scientist Dan. If you got an asteroid made out of platinum worth trillions of dollars, well, it's simple supply and demand, right, Tommy? You bring too much platinum to Earth, all of a sudden the platinum price...
Rihanna's hits aren't worth crap.
Come on now. Rihanna's hits. Shut up.
Well, did she go double platinum? They might be able to just keep a whole bunch of it and just keep the supply down because nobody else could get it.
Okay, none of this is going to happen,
right? Okay, you say that until we're all living in platinum houses with another asteroid
being
coming.
Ruled by Rihanna.
Yeah.
All right.
That'd be kind of awesome. I like a platinum house.
Dan, thank you for nothing, but thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Yep.
And have a good rest of the day.
That's one of these kids that he thinks he's smart because he reads these stupid books.
He reads books.
Books about
stupid-ass things that they can't prove.
Well, you can't really prove anything.
Right, then why read a book that guy don't know what he's talking about?
No, you can't prove anything about anything. Proof.
Yes, you can. I could prove to you I only have one penis.
Do it.
Meet me in the men's room. I got a little Dan kiosk. I'll tell you about it right now. I love living in a platinum house.
Getting older is the funniest and saddest thing I've ever seen. Because I've watched you get older over the last 20 years, right? Yeah. Because you have all of this life experience from which to pull ideas from, which I'm jealous of, right? You've seen things I've never seen. You also decide, as you've been alive as long as you have, that you know everything, which you absolutely don't. Mm. So you sit here and go, I've been alive long enough to know there's no other life in the universe.
Right.
And you legitimately believe that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I've looked into space.
Uh-huh.
I've seen people go in space.
You've also said telescopes suck, so you've never looked into a telescope. You've never looked past black sky.
But there's nothing else to look at. Okay. If you pull up a telescope, what are you going
to
see?
Seems like there's actually a lot to look at.
Yeah.
Like what? What are you going to look at?
I don't know. All the stuff that this new telescope keeps producing seems pretty interesting.
It's just more freaking rocks.
Man.
It's weird that it's so weird to me that you're not interested in it, just based on how obsessed you were with, like, the moon landing.
Oh, it didn't explode, so I hate it.
Yes.
That's what your argument is. Last night, the rock didn't explode, so you hate it.
Sell me. Entertain me a little bit.
Sell me.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.